Welcome to the Sports Report. For Friday, May 23rd, I'm Mark Daniels. Rough week in Atlanta for the Milwaukee Brewers. The Braves take 3 out of 4 in the series, winning 5-4 at Turner Field on Thursday night. Matt Garza started, was staked to a lead, with Jonathan Lucroy delivering a couple of two-out RBI singles, Gene Segura with 3 hits, Chris Davis, Logan Schaefer also with RBIs, but the Braves started coming back with B.J. Upton hitting a home run in the 6th, and then in the 7th, the Braves rallied for 3 runs, Ryan Domet with the go-ahead pinch hit, 2-run single. Brewers don't have an answer, and they fall hard again. Logan Schaefer on a tough loss.
I mean, every loss is tough, but this one was especially tough because, we were going along real great, and then we came into a rough inning. So, that happens. But, it's baseball. Again, you're going to win some series, you're going to lose some series.
As for Ryan Domet and the Braves, that was a nice series.
It was. It's a good team. We had a tough road trip, so it was nice to come back and take 3 of 4 from, one of the better teams in the National League.
Not playing like it lately. The Brewers now just 28-20. Their lead over the St. Louis Cardinals down to 1.5 games as they head to Miami for the weekend. Cardinals are closing fast as they complete a 3-game sweep of the Arizona Diamondbacks, winning 4-2. Starting and winning pitcher Lance Lynn says after a sluggish start to the season, they've got things turned around.
You don't ever expect to be right around 500 with this club we have. So for us to come in at home and our first real home stand of the year to go like this, it's good for us.
Miami Marlins beat the Philadelphia Phillies 4-3 as Christian Yelich delivers a walk-off single. Giants and Rockies were tied at 2 in the 6th when the rains came in Colorado. They suspended the game and they'll finish it at a later date. Pirates beat the Nationals 3-1. Edinson Volquez went 6 innings allowing a run. Mets get by the Dodgers 5-3. And the Cubs get a 2-run home run from Anthony Rizzo in beating San Diego 5-1. In the American League, Texas hammers 14 hits with 9 runs to beat Detroit 9-2. But the big news with the Rangers, former Brewer Prince Fielder with a herniated disc is going to have neck surgery. His season likely is over. Toronto over the slumping Boston Red Sox 7-2. Tampa Bay beats Oakland 5-2 and 11. Sean Rodriguez with a walk-off 2-out, 3-run home run. Indians over the Orioles 8-7. That game went 13 innings. White Sox beat the Yankees 3-2. Mariners over the Astros 3-1. Minor League Baseball, Beloit walks off the Timber Rattlers with an RBI single in the bottom of the 9th, winning 3-2. T-Rats just 4-12 in 1-run games this season. 21-25, the Wisconsin record. They'll play at Beloit again on Friday night. The NCAA Division III Baseball World Series opens Friday at Fox City Stadium in Grand Chute. 8 teams in the field for the double elimination tournament, including UW Whitewater. They are back at it for the first time since 2011. They won it all in 2005, and the Warhawks coach, John Vondelik, says we're ready for the series.
We're not going up with pressure on us, but this is why this group got together, is to win a national title. And, a lot of things have to happen to accomplish that, but I know that's been our aim and our goal from the start, and that's what's going to motivate us through here.
Whitewater will open against Southern Maine in their first game Friday night. Anticipated start time around 7:30. Only one playoff game in the NBA or NHL last night, and it was at Madison Square Garden where the Montreal Canadiens beat the New York Rangers 3-2 in overtime. Wild finish in this one. Canadiens grab a 2-1 lead late, but Chris Kreider tallies with an empty net behind him with only 29 seconds left in regulation. But just a minute into overtime, Alex Galchenyuk nets the game winner for Montreal.
I was going to net and the play hit the puck, and I think he put it on net and it bounced off my stick or something, hit me and they went in, and the celebration started from there.
Road teams won every game in this series, but the Rangers still on top 2-1. In golf, they're at the Colonial, Hogan's Alley, for the PGA Tour stop this week. Dustin Johnson, a bogey-free 5-under par 65, leads 4 golfers by a stroke after the opening 18. He has been the face of the men's national soccer team for over a decade, but Landon Donovan has been left off the final 23-man roster for the U.S. team heading to Brazil for the World Cup. This comes a year after Donovan left the team for a self-imposed soccer sabbatical. Been on the U.S. men's national team for the last 3 World Cups dating back to 2002, the all-time leading scorer in U.S. history. NBA news and notes. The all-rookie team was announced on Thursday. Michael Carter-Williams, the rookie of the year from the Philadelphia 76ers, highlights the squad. He was the 11th overall choice in last year's draft. He's joined on the first team by Orlando's Victor Oladipo, Utah's Trey Burke, Brooklyn's Mason Plumlee, and New York's Tim Hardaway Jr., making it a pair of Wolverines on the first team all-rookie squad. Giannis Antetokounmpo of the Milwaukee Bucks, named to the second team all-NBA rookie squad. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.